everybody. Well, today is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. And the day today in the alien timeline reality here is they control everything in time, which includes dates and months and years. So what they gave us today is August 13th, 2016. And we'll do some clearing for those numbers, just in case that's a bad day for you or something. We had quite a bit going on during the week with the atomic bombs and things that was, exploded in the 40s there. And there'd be other things going on. Somebody mentioned about Montauk and or the Philadelphia experiment, if anybody knows what day that happened. And or maybe when Albelik had to go back. I believe I think it was 43 when it happened, when they're making that the ship, the Eldridge, invisible for radar, and it disappeared. And then he had to jump ship. And then when he jumped ship, he went landed on a base, I think, in the, maybe the middle 80s or something. So he, time-traveled maybe 40 years or so, and then they had to have him come back or go back in time on a certain day. And then from there, he had to, stop their testing. I'll use that term. But anyway, I think that's out there, too, someplace. So let's clear the date here. Here we go. And, it's always good if you have a rough day, bad day, or something strange is happening. To always go to Google or something. There's a special site that gives history, too, I think. Maybe it's, I guess something here says history.com. So you might check into that with this date. I don't know. But anyway, here we go, clearing today's date, August 13, 2016. Releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. There we go. And next, let's bring in the light beams. Then we'll do a clearing for you. So here we go. We're going to energize the light beams with peace energy. All they can give you is peace. That's what they're here to do. And along with that, their energy, when it comes into your room and you're experiencing that, normally what is here also in your room, we'll say, the little critters and things, those normally leave because they don't know what peace is. So here we go. I'll use the word stronger to activate the light beam. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And now if you have a situation happening, and something, confronted you or something, you're dealing with this issue, think of it right now. I'll release that issue from you, that one issue. Here we go. So releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so we'll turn it over to our co-host. Are you in the booth there? And with your headphones on and makeup and everything, ready to go? Hair's on right?
I am, Ron. I just now got out of hair and makeup. It's my stylist. So hello and welcome, everyone. You're listening to Ron Amatron, and this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. It is my favorite show of the week and a great one to be on live because, as Ron said earlier, later in the show, he'll be bilocating us all, everyone listening, to Creation Lightship, where you can request a physical healing, and the wonderful light beings will be working with you there. You can request rooms, or you can contact us by sending an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can click on the fast chat button on BBS Radio and send us a message of any kind of question or a testimonial. But also you may request a room you'd like to visit tonight. We already have somebody got in there really early and requested that we go to the deer room. So that's already requested. If there are any animals you'd love to feel the true source energy of, or if you've been on our shows or any of Ron's healing calls before, you'll know the various rooms. Today, Ron did a live healing call, and I don't know what time exactly, but kind of in the middle, Ron removed pins from us again, which he did a whole special call on a couple of times in the past. So we'd love to hear from people how they felt. If you were on the call today, we'd love to hear about your reaction and response to the pins. So, Ron, thank you so much for clearing today's date. I was wondering if you might release any energies that might be attached to us from the planet Saturn, as it's Saturday today.
Okay, I'll count to 10 to release that energy. Boy, there's so many energies coming from the planets, not just one, but here we go. Releasing the one energy that is probably connecting to you the most, or the one that you're recognizing. So here we go. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. And I'm seeing, it looks like today is when they started building the wall in Berlin, 1961. So divide Berlin in half, I guess. So maybe that's a start. Start of kind of the Cold War and stuff going on, maybe. I don't know, but here we go. Let's clear that energy away here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Yeah, this is always in the history. Oh, man. Anyway, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. And also, just a reminder for everyone, there's another call, live call tomorrow, starting at 10 a.m. Pacific time. It's an 8-hour healing call with Ron live, and there's more information about that on his website, which is creationlightship.com. I will go into, so Ron, did you clear us of that energy of the Berlin Wall being built, in case that's affecting some of us?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Good. You never know, right? That's kind of close. Some people's fathers or grandfathers or grandparents could have been involved with World War II, and that might have been had a big effect on them.
And, yeah, very possible, yeah. And you know, they're having family splits and stuff during that time. Remember, that's 61, so I guess the war ended, I don't know, 46, I guess. I'm not sure, before I was born. So if it was 46 and 61, that would be 15 years afterwards. So the people there, you know, could be teenagers living, and maybe they got separated from their parents, even, you know, or the parents, your parents got separated maybe from you know, their you know, parents, so, or your grandparents. So that, so it was, that could be pretty rough. So anyway, I guess that's you, Ann. We'll see what's cooking.
Okay. So last night, you asked people to write in if they had any suggestions about things to talk about on the show. And somebody wrote in that they want to hear about far-out alien things and also ascension. I feel like that's all we talk about. Like, if I never heard anything more about aliens for the rest of my life, I would be very happy about that. So I don't know. That was somebody's input. Do you want to talk about any of that any more, Ron, or talk about Ascension more?
Yeah. Jeez. Probably not. We'll just continue on with the questions and stuff, only because we talk about Ascension a lot, what it is, and, you know, all the clearings on the website is geared toward Ascension. So just to release the energies out of you that are darkness. So you need to get those out for your body to leave here.
Right.
To a certain extent. So anyway, that's why you have clearings, plus you feel better.
Right.
Well, you know, people have been doing clearings and on the calls, you know, are going to feel much, much better. So
that's true. Okay, so I'm going to just keep going on the emails here. I am grateful for Ron to run the BBS radio show for so many years to light the world. Thank you for the BBS Friday show this last Friday. About the subject of love, the people have been brainwashed by dark aliens. If we feel in love, we use the emotional body, which an entity can jump into, and then an alien could steal our energy. In order to escape this, we have to keep peace. That is why Jesus said, "Peace be with you." He did not say, "Love be with you." Now Ron explained for us very clearly that we must live with peace energy, not love energy.
Yep.
Yeah, so thank you, listener. And that is, it's always helpful, Ron, because it's so everywhere in our culture, everyone talking about love and how great it is, and it's not so great. You did talk about that. We talked about the fear clearing last night, Ron, and you suggested, in case anyone missed last night's show, that we actually clear fear of living on Earth on our fear clearing, because it's kind of traumatic for all of us, and even like before we came here, we might have had fear. So someone has a question. When we run the fear clearing, should we also do it as shackles and vortexes?
I don't know. You could probably do that, I guess. I'm trying to see here. If somebody was not on the vortex call or the shackle call, okay, and you're just listening live, and you go, well, I think I'll clear that, it's probably not going to help you a whole heck of a lot, because you still have those things on you. And I myself, if you haven't done those calls with us where we did these special calls, I think you might be, you know, wasting your time on it, because you need to get those things off of you. Sort of like swatting flies, you know, with your eyes closed, you know, trying to find them. And you're not going to be able to have any success, because you have to get the things off first, and then you do the clearing after that. So it's much like when I talk about timeline crashing. You know, you have a situation going on, and yeah, you can do a timeline crash, but what caused it? One of your energetic bodies is probably contaminated. So if you don't clean out your body, then you're still going to be on timelines over and over and over again. So you need to go to the root cause of your problem, which is the energetic bodies being contaminated. So I myself, I would not waste my time doing that if you haven't had those calls that we've been on. Because you're not grabbing anything. You know, you don't know how bad off you are until it's all hidden from you. So back to you.
Okay. Great, Ron. Okay, so someone has a question about how to clear something. Hi, Ron. The idea in our culture that everything happens for a reason Endor was meant to be is very pervasive and persuasive. This idea is of the mind and a program, I believe. How do we get out of that belief system and clear it?
I never had that belief system myself. So how would you get out of that? So you're programmed to believe that things are happening for, at the New Ageist age, for your best and highest good. So yeah, you got a finger cut off by working with your table saw or something by accident, you know? So they're going to tell you, first of all, what were you thinking to do that? That's the first thing they say, because your thoughts create your reality. And then they say, well, that's for your best and highest good. And they go, yeah, but I cut off my finger, okay? And so so how do you get out of those programs of that? You'd probably want to go back to the first time that you heard that saying. Maybe you're at a church, a New Age church or something, or maybe you had one of your parents or mentors, you know, that was an automatic thing that popped out of their mouth because they heard it someplace on a program, and now they became programmed, and they're trying to program you. So you need to get that energy off of you. So that could take some backtracking. I would probably look and think and see who that person was where you got the information and see that person maybe as a dark side practitioner and do a timeline crash on that for them connecting you to timelines. Maybe it's 30 years ago. And then do timeline crashes on it to get off the timeline so it doesn't come off of your out of your mouth and get it out of your thoughts. It could be a barcode you're attached to, too, a mental barcode. Maybe some people out there listening could maybe mention something, too, about that. It's kind of a way to make things better, you know. As things happen to you, then you don't know why, and you're not going to think of aliens. That's for darn sure for most people. They'll just think that, you know, something happened to them because of these situations or somebody else's situation didn't happen to them or they weren't involved, but it happened to them anyway. And so you just got to reevaluate and do some clearings to get the stuff off of you. It could be a mind loop clearing that you keep thinking about. You know, if this is what you're thinking all the time. Basically, for me, it's not even in my reality. So, anyway, back to you.
Okay. I kind of agree with that listener. I hear that all the time. From people, you know, oh, that was meant to be, or, oh, it's, you know, I just think that, it, you know, people really do hear that a lot. So are you saying if someone says that to you, or you believe it, to try to go back to a specific situation that someone referenced or you referenced in your life?
Find out when you made contact with that program. Remember, you got attached to a program, and when was that? You know, because the people are just enforcing it and reinforcing it in you. So you need to get yourself out of it.
Okay.
That situation, that those phrases take away your responsibility for life. So that's what all the likes. See, what kind of comments we get? You know. So back to you.
Okay. All right. Next email. Hi, Ron. As I was recovering from an accident, I learned a lot about muscle memory. I would feel completely healed and pain-free, but my body would hesitate to move a certain way, still anticipating the pain. So I really understand the importance of releasing muscle memory. Thank you for letting us clear that on the new timeline crashes.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, so your body's seeing a situation, and it's in a sense what it would be is a past life fear. Now, right away, you might think of when you live somewhere else or whatever, but past life is what you're doing an hour ago. So this is a past life fear that your body has experienced, and because it maybe has something done to it, it does not want to do that over again, so it'll bring up the fear of something. And so that's sort of what it is. So it would be past life energy that your body's hanging on to. So now you want to get rid of that charge on the body because the body is now in judgment of something. And sometimes those are good. You know, your body knows not to walk in front of cars driving, you know, 40 miles an hour. So that's sort of a good thing because it realizes that it doesn't want to get hurt. So there are things that is good to know that you need to know how to live here so you don't end your experience. But something that, you know, is from an accident, maybe you have a, you know, maybe you're afraid to maybe walk up a curb or something because maybe you tripped, you know, five times on the curb, and so now you look for a driveway to walk up to in place of walking up on a curb, you know, because each time you fell and you had that memory. So your body is protecting itself. But sometimes that protection can be overboard and or it could prevent you from doing something that you need to do. So, yeah, the muscle memory is good, and that's sort of like your cellular memory that's affecting your muscles. So, and it's hard to say how that actually works. You know, you have to physically see it. So somehow there's something going on with what you're seeing versus maybe your brain and the body see something. Maybe that scene gets played back. Maybe if you didn't have that scene of an accident stored inside of you, then that wouldn't make any difference. So I think that the root cause would be having that video of what happened, okay? And that would be probably, you know, a lot of fear. And so you may want to try a fear clearing with the muscle memory, you know, and maybe even possibly pain with muscle memory. But these are your energetic bodies that get affected. Now, if you already cleared them out, you probably don't have that. But, you know, it all depends, you know, what you're dealing with. So anyway, back to you, Ann. But that was very good. Thank you for inputting that, whoever sent that.
Yes, and thank you to it might be the same person, but whatever listener sent that in as the suggestion to add into the new timeline crash, I think was really a terrific idea that I can't remember who, I wouldn't say their name anyway, but I can't remember who sent that in, but it was a good idea. Somebody made an interesting suggestion. Use the harmonic frequency clearing to release those new age phrases.
Yeah, that sounds good. Uh-huh.
Well, also, our good old friends, we always mention the natal barcode and the alien keyword intercept. It wouldn't hurt to put, I don't know if that would fully clear the program, but it, you know, might, you know, stop you maybe from hearing it. Like if someone says it, you won't notice, or you won't, certainly won't say it yourself.
Yeah, uh-huh. Okay. And you know, you may have that one where somebody sneezes, maybe it could be you, and they always say, God bless you, or something, you know? anyway, I won't get into that one. anyway, nobody's ever said that to me yet. I'd probably say, you know, I don't accept that. I don't want to contract to aliens, so that's not my what I want to do. And I don't want any blessings. I don't contract with that God energy that you think is so good.
Right.
Break that contract.
Well, Jerry Seinfeld solved that years ago by saying, why say that? Gee, bless you. Why not say something that will actually make a person feel good, like you are so good looking? That was meant to be a joke.
Yeah.
But it's something nicer to say. It's not a curse.
Yep, uh-huh.
Okay, so one recent show, you mentioned, I wonder if, or I don't know if you said you wondered, or, you know, that it's a possibility that aliens could have entities. So a listener wrote in suggesting that you can clear alien entities on the alien attack page.
Ah, good.
Yeah. And also, you know, just in case, or if you think that's going on. And then question is, what about doing it in the unlimited entity clearing, if you have that? You know, like maybe you did the alien to light clearing, releasing aliens from your room, and then you think, what if there were some entities attached to them? I guess you could put them on the entity release. What do you think, Ron?
Yeah, why not? Sure. Never know.
Yeah, anything that might be left over in my room. Okay. Okay, so we've discussed this, I feel, a lot, but a person wrote in, they've been doing clearings, you know, they've done quite a few whole life clearings for the past 5 years, but they are somewhat troubled and frightened that they do not resonate with people anymore. They don't like to be around people, including loved ones, and that, you know, makes them disconcerted. Can you talk about that a little bit, Ron?
Well, all I could say is keeping your body temple in wholeness and uncontaminated that's what you're doing. So you need to realize that you're no longer, maybe your body doesn't want to associate with people being contaminated. So, you know, that's what you want to do here is clean out your body. You were really nice when you were a baby, and you're trying to get back to that energy of wholeness and being pure and getting rid of the stuff that your body took on. So you're actually, your body is respecting that you've done for it, and it doesn't want to be around people, to be slimed. So you may think that it's you mentally, maybe not wanting to talk to people or be with people or whatever, mixing with people, but it's actually your body. So you're making your body temple, pristine. So, you know, change the way you're looking at it. Back to you.
Okay. Question about timeline crashes. Can we crash, for instance, the government, USA, big institutions like that? They're asking, how effective would that be?
I don't know. It's just what you're dealing with. It has to relate to you. Because you're eliminating a program that you have with you. Yeah, that's what timeline crashes are for, is the program that you're dealing with. I'm not saying that if you hear about something happening, a storm coming, that, you know, and that could be happening to you, you know, you can still timeline crash that, because it could be trying to connect that with you and put you on a timeline. But timeline crashing mainly is strictly for you, your problem. So kind of, you know, change, let's just say, how big is the government, okay? And are you going to be able to change all of those people? Are you going to be able to change your city council? Are you going to be able to change everything that you're dealing with on a state level, on a county level, on a federal level? No. There's no way you're going to be able to do that. You just timeline crash what is happening to you. Back to you.
Right, and we can't and don't want to even try to fix the whole world, right, Ron? We just want to fix our own lives and help ourselves.
Yeah, unless you're fixed 100%, then you may want to venture off and do something, but I don't even do that.
Right. Okay, on last Wednesday's show, someone wrote in, you mentioned, or someone mentioned, the shadow body clearing. And again, the great tip, this person clears them on the alien attack page under option 5. She writes in unknown shadow bodies. And I believe what she means is that a while back you actually suggested that we do that, Ron, for the time being.
Right.
So that's a great idea. Thank you. Okay. Now, Ron, we're getting... I was kind of surprised how fast this show is going by. It's already... Did you want to go to the lightship now? Do you want to go a quarter of?
Yeah, how about 10 minutes or so? We'll just
okay. Great, great. We have a few room requests, but you're still welcome to send more if people have... more things they want to request for tonight. And remember, you can request one physical healing, which you want to state out loud or write down for the light beings. You can't just go and assume you're going to be healed, you know, or say, heal everything. Okay. And... So, Ron, are there any healings that you feel we could use right now?
I'll put you into current time here on the timeline in case you're a little bit off here. So here we go. Get you into the present moment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. As I'm looking, on tomorrow's call, what I'll do, I think I'll do an alignment. I'm writing it down now for your physical body, and an alignment, for your spirit, so that your body and your spirit are in alignment, okay? In case you're on different timelines. And normally you can do that with some of the clearings on the website already, but I'm going to do that tomorrow as you. I'm looking at this here. And then we need to do a mind disconnect. And maybe there's programs with the mind attaching to the physical body and your spirit. So I'll see, we may put an hour into that tomorrow. We'll see what happens here. So we'll be doing that on the special call. So anyway, that'll put you back to maybe a little bit more into wholeness. You know, you can do the 108 body alignment too. That would help. This one here would be a little different. So I got that written down for tomorrow. Great. Okay, so back to you.
Great, Ron. Thank you. Okay. Somebody wrote in the 4 days of silence. I don't know if this might, is it something you possibly suggested? I'm not sure. But from Thursday to Monday is the best thing ever. I overcame all my issues in 2 days and found a silent paradise in the woods with an interchange of energy and breathing between me and the trees.
Oh, very good. Yeah, yeah. We do talk about that. Not too many people are able to get out away from the media, TV, and people. But yeah, if you can get away and just break that program of communication somehow, or thinking to yourself or whatever, you will find... a big shift in consciousness, because you're dealing with like tree energy and stuff that, and trees do talk, you know, but you're dealing with more of the source energy that was put on the planet by the Earth spirit, and you're able to connect to that, and also maybe with you know, rocks and the dirt and everything else, because you're made from that in a sense, with body elements. So yeah, very, very good. So back to you.
And you've often said if we could be out in nature instead of talking to people, we'd be at peace.
Yep.
So it sounds like this listener really took that to heart and made a great decision there.
Very, very good.
Yeah, hopefully they were silent and everyone, there was either no one around them or they were silent too. Okay, we're getting more room requests. Okay. Now, I don't know if you want to discuss this again, Ron. Last night you said we were temporarily disconnected from source. Could you please explain more about that?
The source energy is turned off right now. So the darkness is probably having a pretty rough time trying to connect to people. So that's about all that I'll say right now. So you're running on your battery pack with your spirit, and it's like everybody's doing pretty well. So that's great.
Great, Ron.
I don't know exactly when I'll put it back on again, so right now it's off.
Somebody else wrote in, do you think the aliens think we've ascended, like we're tricking them somehow?
I don't know. That's hard to answer because I don't know what aliens think. I would think that possibly, because we don't have any energy that they're grabbing. But what I'll do right now is I'll turn it on and I'll shut it off, okay? So I'm going to turn on source energy for 2 minutes. And I'm going to get my timer up here. Okay, here we go. So we're starting right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So right now it's turned back on again. This will give your batteries a recharge here. Yeah, let's do it for a minute. So right now we got 50 seconds. I'm watching my little computer clock or digital clock. It's like a real-time clock on my computer, not digital. And right now it's approaching 30 seconds in a couple of seconds. So we're 30 seconds now. That's great. And 25. Well, to see what kind of comments we get from people. And we got 20. And here we go. 15. And 10. 5. And now we're going to shut off source energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're now turned off again. So we'll just see what people have felt here. That would be a long time for the aliens, a minute. You know, that could be eternity for them. But, they probably won't, because they deal with you and your time when they do things to you, because you are in time when they do that, as they do that first connection to you, typically. You know, it could be on timelines, too, but your first connection is where they get you. So with it turned off, you're not leaking any energy to them. So we'll just see what people comment on. I'd be very curious. So back to you, Ann. We can go to the light ship in 5 minutes here.
Okay, great. We had another request about our shows. And it is, I would love to hear more about Jesus and the other divine beings. And also, would you consider doing a special show dedicated to healing and freeing tortured and abused animals?
I have to think on that one, how I would even do that. So I don't know. Normally I work one-on-one, so got to do something in general. I don't know, but we can look into it maybe.
Okay.
I don't know what to, how I would even present that. What do you look at, giraffes or, you know, elephants or tigers or dogs and cats, horses? And, you know, I don't know. I would have to connect energetically to each one of these particular energies to help release some of that trauma. So it's sort of like healing the world. So I don't know how I could do that. But maybe something will come up. So back to you.
Okay. Someone has a question. With the source energy turned off, will the healings on the website still work?
Yeah, it is working through me, yes.
Right. Good. And Okay, someone else said, turning off source energy on the planet seems like a pre-ascension dress rehearsal. Also felt recharged. Thanks for the quick fix.
Now, in a sense, that's what it is. So it is a pre-ascension type of thing, or it could even be ascension, but it's not because you're still here. So I'm sure it's confusing the aliens a lot, not knowing why they're not getting energy. So, yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, maybe they just have to pack up and leave.
Yep. Gross, Jack, right?
Right. Excuse me. So somebody is obviously inspired by the spending some time in silence. Can it be done anywhere, like at home or near the water?
Well, yeah, but are people going to be around and you're going to hear them? I would guess that maybe you put earplugs in, you could do that. That could work for you, but remember, you're going to be stimulated by seeing things. So when you go to the woods, you're taking in stuff, but there's really no energy attached to it, probably, because, you know, you're going to see a tree, you know, unless you saw that same type of tree get cut down or something, which will bring trauma to you. But inside of your house, you're going to look at stuff and say, oh, yeah, I got this birthday card from so-and-so, 10 years ago, and I really like it, but they just died last year. So right away, that puts you into their timeline. And, oh, yeah, you know, I got this gift from somebody, or, yeah, this thing doesn't work, or maybe I should clean my room. You know, so it's going to, you know, I don't think it would work. It could, you know, if you, you know, blindfolded yourself maybe and didn't hear any sound, you would probably be fine. But once you open your eyes and you see reality that you created around you, that's going to probably bring forth the energy. So it's not going to work. It may work when, you know, when your earplugs are in and your eyes are covered up. So at that point, it will work a little bit. And then you may hear somebody outside when you take the earphones off or something talking, and that'll put you onto their timeline. So anyway, I don't think it would be that successful, but it could work. It will work for a short amount of alien time there. When you're out by yourself, then all you have is a new experience that you haven't probably ever had before. So, I guess we'll go to the light ship. Maybe you can send some comments in while we're doing this here, how it felt to have a light turned off, turned back on for a minute. So here we go. Let's go to the light ship, everybody. This only works live, listening to this program. And on the archive, you're going to feel peace energy. So here we go. You bring up your animal, pets, flowers, trees, garden. You know, even if you have a goldfish or something, you know, it may not be a pet, but you could bring those up, you know, or it up or whatever. So here we go. Going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we're now going to go into the centrifuge room and also the hot tub room. So both of these rooms are used for healing. You need to think of one specific incident and just kind of maybe repeat it as we go into each room. The hot tub room detoxes you, and the centrifuge room helps get rid of some of those real stubborn things that have a lot of energy on them. So here we go. These rooms now you're in. I'll bring the energy in stronger, using the word stronger. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. And that's what we have deer. So if people like deers, you may want to have your own particular type of deer. So you can request that too right now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And also horses, different types of horses, different sizes. Here we go. So with this energy, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And let's go into the room with goats. So again, here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you want to maybe pet horses, you can do that. A lot of people like petting horses, so maybe you haven't ever pet a horse. This might be a new experience for you. So put your hands out in front of you. You're in where the horses are, palms facing forward, and move it back and forth, maybe about 6 to 10 inches from your body, and you can actually feel the texture of the horse. And there you go. And let's go to another room. Well, we got mules, okay? So here we go, and hell of donkeys. So go to those energies. So four-legged. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into another room that has the crystal energies. So I'll have you decide which one you'd like to go into. There's all different types of crystals. So here we go. Request that room. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's go into the oxygen room and the pain release room and floating magnet room. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'll do one more room here before we come back. And we're going to go into where the dolphins are. And you can pet the dolphins, too. Same way, put your hands out in front of you and pet the dolphins. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're going to be coming back now from the light shift. So we're getting our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants to come with us now. And I'll count to 5 to return you back here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Might feel a little heavier. And I'll turn it over to Ann. So Ann, are you there?
Yes, Ron. Very here and very relaxed. I always feel heavier when, you know, my spirit is more in my body. You know, it's heavier in a good way. And I was wondering if you could just talk a little bit more about that, because I think a lot of people have the opposite idea that, you know, if they're spiritual or they're with their spirit, they should feel very light.
Well, yeah. When you're light, you're normally not here. And when your spirit's with you, it's denser. Your body integrates the spirit, so actually feel the density. So feeling light means that you're probably not here, because you're feeling that energy. It's kind of the opposite of what people are taught. They think that light doesn't carry anything, but your spirit is a light form. So just think of when a light form comes into you, which is your spirit, what we're talking about, then you will feel the energy, and you will feel, you know, your spirit in your body may have some tingles. Now, you all know that when something that's not of your spirit comes in, which can happen, people may have had this experience, and they feel very, very heavy where the darkness comes in. So that's another thing, you know, because you're having your body now contaminated and being used. That's what entities do. So since you live in a body, you will feel the presence. And hopefully it's your spirit. And, you know, when you bring it back and you do more clearings, then you have more energy with you. And you're becoming more of who you are. You're becoming more of your original frequency of who you are with your spirit. And as you drop the densities, the negativity, the dramas, then you're not raising your frequency. You're going back to what you used to have. So you're actually increasing your frequency with light, but you already had that initially when you were born. So you're regaining what you used to have. So you're not bringing anything else outside of yourself in. You know, like you think you're maybe a 1,000-watt light bulb or something. No, you already had whatever you had when you came in here. You're just integrating who and what you are because you lost it. So back to you.
Okay. Another listener has written in with a suggestion for an archive that they listened to and learned a lot from. And it's way back in 2011, May 2nd, so 0502, 2011. And in that, you talked about how the dark side, or the aliens, can bring in a dark side now timeline. So they can actually put us on in a parallel life, which we believe is in the now. And you suggest on that show to timeline crash it. And this person found that really cool and really helpful.
Yeah, that's what they're doing now, is they're trying to superimpose that timeline of darkness in, because they're losing ground. And they need to bring in, but what they're working with is humans, okay? So maybe there's only 3% of the population that are actually humans here. All the rest are clones, so they're trying to attach to the humans that are here by bringing in these holograms and timelines to attach to the now timeline. And also they're trying to bring in a timeline for their agenda. So they're actually attaching it to a darkness timeline that people, humans, live on. But when time is stopped is when they attach it. And then they try to make it look like the timeline that you were actually using before, which could still be darkness, but they're trying to squeeze themselves in, wedge themselves in here some way, because they're losing the energy that they used to have. And that's probably mainly because of the time-traveling soldiers hunting down the human-looking aliens here and getting rid of them. So that's a show would probably be interesting to everybody to take a listen to, but that's what they're doing now and trying to change the Earth's energy, trying to make it go sideways slightly or tilted out of complete registration with light. So if they can change it some way, then they can creep in with that also. So back to you.
Okay, great. So again, that's May 2nd, 2011. And if you're not aware, right on the BBS radio page, you can listen to thousands, literally thousands of archives of Ron's shows that he's been doing since, I believe it was the end of 2006. So there's a lot to listen to there. And thank you so much, listener, for sending in a suggestion. Okay, so somebody wrote in that yesterday, which was the 12th, and today, which is the 13th of August, there's a lot of timelines we might be on because of that Montauk project and the Philadelphia experiment or whatever, which went on from 1943 to 1983. And I guess, you know, well said, it's very complicated. So I don't know, Ron, if then they said that in 2003 there was an East Coast blackout, and that was connected to those timelines. So I don't know, are there any timelines specifically that we need to crash to get away from any effects of that Montauk project and the Philadelphia experiment?
I don't know how to address that, so... it could be a lot of energy there. That's what brought the aliens in here, was that. Maybe if somebody could write to CLS Questions what they may know about different dates of what happened, just briefly, you know, maybe a sentence maximum on a certain date of what happened and what happened in the past, and, you know, when Al came in the 80s, and, you know, what date that was, when he had to go back, things like that. What I could do is maybe gear the call tomorrow for that also, to separate and get rid of this stuff that you're probably living on these timelines, not realizing it. When I go back to New York, a lot of people there are, Montauk, I don't know what to say, experiments or people or whatever, when I see them, because they live there. And, you know, Long Island, at the end of Long Island, is where Montauk is. So anyway, that's what I see when I go back to New York. The people that have lived there their whole life could be involved in those experiments still as time travelers and things. So we could do part of the call tomorrow on that. If I can get some information from people who want to do some homework, it might be kind of late if you're back east listening right now, you know, being 11 o'clock at night, but you could maybe do something in the morning and just kind of type in LBLIC and get information and just send it to CLS Questions, and I'll check the, you know, that information, have the girls do it anyway. Maybe I'll have Ann do it. Anyway, as long as it's simple, you know, so-and-so month, year, this happened, and this happened, and this happened, and that happened, and I'll clear away those timelines tomorrow. That'll be very interesting to see what happens with two people. So,
great.
Yeah.
I know we have listeners that know a lot about that, Ron, so, yeah, that would be really great.
We just can't have, you know, a whole bunch of stuff like paragraphs and paragraphs, you know, because it's too hard to read. I can only read 10 words. After that, I don't read anymore. So, oh, Ann, I guess we got about, we probably get off in 5 minutes here. Anything, any comments on having people's batteries charged up again?
Somebody did comment that they actually are feeling very relaxed, and for the minute that you turned source energy back on, they felt like some timelines were trying to hook to them again.
Yeah, I would assume so, yeah. So that's, you know, unfortunate, but that's what happens. That's why I turned it off initially. So,
that's interesting. It's very counterintuitive. I would think it would be the opposite.
Yeah.
But, okay. Okay. So another, did you want to talk more about that, Ron?
Nope. We'll just continue on here.
Okay. So somebody's writing in a helpful tip, and this is something that I do all the time, in time and out of time. When clearing people, events, or anything, it might be good to write, for example, John Doe in time and out of time, or church in time and out of time.
Okay.
Now, I put my name in time and out of time. I've never put it after whatever I'm clearing. Do you think that's an important element too, Ron? To put it after the incident you're clearing?
Yeah, I can't say yes or no on that one. So I would say just try it because it may work great for you. And then, you know, you have to see where you are with it. I think people are on different timelines, so if somebody who's really mixed up on a timeline, you first want to get off, maybe concentrate on the one that you're on, and then maybe go maybe back in time and maybe forward in time if you don't have any, you know, relief or remedy. And then, you know, do out of time and in time and stuff. So an upside-down timeline. So it's hard to say. Somebody who's just starting this, I would keep it very, very simple. And, you know, find out what your issues in life is, what energetic bodies that's contaminated is affecting your life now. And then from there, do a whole lifetime clearing. It takes maybe 20 minutes to do and you're done. And then see how you behave after that with other people. See how you're feeling. Maybe you have to do another clearing or something. But and then go into timeline crashes for incidents. And get the unlimited clearing. So the whole thing is, you know, people who are listening who've been on the programs for a while realize that things may work for them perfectly by altering a clearing or changing it slightly. But for a newbie, you want to just be very, very simplistic and get it. But don't take all that information that we talk about changing something. You know, wait till you get cleaned out more. That make sense to you, Ann?
Yes. Yes, that's a very good idea for for many things in life, but yes, also the healings, kind of get it down, get down the basics first before you start to play around with it. Okay, so here's a big, kind of big question, but we have a few more minutes. Maybe you can tackle this. Explain what duality is, please, and give some examples.
Well, duality is, you could take any word probably that is an active word, and it'll have the opposite of that somehow, somewhere. And so that's duality, and you're going to be experiencing the opposite of what you're living because you shouldn't have any reaction to anything. So what will happen is you're going to experience the energy according to how much emotions you put on it, and the emotions could even be fear, anger, okay, whether it's good or bad for you. And we'll say that you pick a really nice, exciting event, right? And you're very, very happy. Well, how far did you go out on that pendulum swing? Did you go all the way completely? Well, if you did, then you're going to be experiencing the same energy, and this is energy, but in the darkness of a negative effect on you. This is the way it works. That's what the aliens put in place. That's why you call it duality. So you go from one positive high to one negative high. And, you know, how long is that going to take to do that? It's hard to say. It all depends what kind of program you're running. Maybe it might take 3 or 4 years. But eventually you will be swinging from one extreme to the other. I guess one... example would be you win, let's just say you somehow play a slot machine or something and you win $10,000 and they give you the money. Maybe they give you a check, I don't know, but we'll just say they give you cash and you put it, you know, in a bag or something, a money bag or whatever you have with you, and you're really excited, and then you somehow get distracted because the aliens take you out of time. And you leave your bag on a counter, you go to the restroom, and you come back, and now all of a sudden, that bag is no longer there, and now you just hit the emotional energy 100% the other direction, because now you lost it. And, you know, that's what they do to you. So they get you coming and going, either way. So that's kind of the way the aliens work. So, unfortunately, that's it. So you want to be in the neutral. Are you going to stop in the neutral when you see your bag not there? Your $10,000 in it that somebody now is going to be having fun spending? No, you're not going to say, oh, well, that's okay. They're going to enjoy this. It's for my best and highest good, right? Two ways to think, right? Yeah, or whatever they say. What did you say initially, Ann?
It was meant to be, and everything happens for a reason.
Everything happens for a reason. So I wasn't supposed to have that $10,000, and I'm okay now with it. Well, that's, you know, maybe you would be. But I think most people would be pretty upset. So anyway, I guess we'll end our program. That's duality. One extreme to the other. It's just energy. And the energy is how the aliens take stuff away from you. And they can also do it if you start believing in the masters and stuff, the light of the darkness energies of the masters that people connect to. They can use those to do things to you also. So the whole thing is you want to be in the now, present moment. So you got to be careful what you are doing. And get out of mind energy. The resource energy does not communicate with you. All you have is your spirit, and you can never go to source energy because your body is full of darkness. And your spirit is here for the ride, and your spirit picks up the same darkness that your body has. So, anyway, that's another program. We'll do the mind to heart drop here, everybody. So here we go. You want to say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. Then we count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate that. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1098-765-4321 and 1098-765-4321. There you go. Everybody in the world did this here. We have a peaceful planet. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, listeners. See you later.
Bye, all.
See you tomorrow, hopefully. Bye, everyone.